Blog Talk Radio. Do you believe you serve a mighty God? Oh, I said, do you believe you serve a mighty, able, faithful God? He's worthy to be praised. Come on.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio, live with the Rayfords. I'm Mary Hall Rayford.
I'm Tyrone Rayford.
And we have an interesting day, weather-wise, it's an interesting day. Started out cool, had bright sunshine, then it got cold, so... Maybe winter's making a mark this time to stay.
Well, it's about time.
I'm not complaining.
The Lord has made it. We will rejoice and be glad. And I'm going to be that this weather helps us say, yep, we got to be glad about whatever day comes about now.
That's very true. Well, let's take care of a couple of things. If you want to join us, call us at 619-638-8499.
That's 619-638-8499.
And if you want something interesting to read or to give as a great Christmas gift, please go to Amazon.com, type in my name, and choose from a very wide selection of books for kids, adults, for Christian living, romance, fantasy, adventure, suspense, mystery, you name it. I've written it, and it's all there.
Wow, that was cool.
Well, they can also go to our site on Blog Talk Radio and just click on the link, and it'll take them right there.
Yes, that's true.
So it's been one of those days.
One of those days we almost forgot that we had broadcast.
I didn't forget.
Yeah, okay.
I did not forget.
I was about to go shopping.
Yes, he was. He was getting ready to go out the door. I'm like, hey, how you going somewhere?
Where you going? It's not real. We have broadcast, huh? Today was Thursday.
Well, you would think after all this time somebody would have that firmly embedded in their memory, but hey, this is what happens.
You know, when you're retired and you don't have to really keep up with the days like you used to. You know, because everybody used to. I used to always look for a Saturday because I was all Sunday, Monday. That I don't have to do that.
Well, I mean, you know, but it happens to the best of us, so I can't say anything about that. But you know what? I started off, I think it was on Sunday, about the 12 days before Christmas, making it 12 days of kindness. And really seeking a way to extend a kindness to someone. And you know, the kindness doesn't have to cost people money. It can be a smile, a hug, an encouraging word. And so far I've been doing pretty good. Haven't been out the house much today, but I am going out. So I have an opportunity to still share. And I've been sharing online, so I guess it all counts. But I love people smiling when you do something kind.
Okay. That pause was for me.
Yeah. Are you awake?
Well, I was reading something, but I go ahead. Keep talking.
But no, I was just talking about how great it is to just do something kind for people and to see the look that comes in their face.
Oh yeah.
And the greatest thing is that acts of kindness are reciprocated usually by people. And so it's a marvelous thing to deliberately set out to do something kind for someone. So,
amen.
I want to mention while we're on the broadcast as well, one of my followers expressed the need. his wife is disabled. They're trying to raise 3 grandkids, and he's getting ready to have back surgery, and so they're financially in a pinch. And so I had decided to share in the proceeds of my most recent book through Saturday, whatever books were sold, I was going to donate that to them. And I thought it was a good idea, but perhaps some people on Twitter were not thinking the same thing because, the sales have not come in the way I would have liked. And I guess some people think, well, we don't know her. She might be lying. And they're right. They don't know me personally or the extent of my integrity. But I'm not often moved to respond to everyone who says they need help on Twitter, but this particular person, the Lord just laid it on my heart to do this for him, and I'm just going to pray, and if this is really what the Lord wanted to happen, he'll do something about it. So, but the opportunity is out there. Elevated hijinks, I am willing to share, and the proceeds are not that big, folks, so I mean, I get 35% of every book sold for 99 cents, so there's 35 cents, and I'm getting ready to give half of all that. I would really love to see at least 200 people come through and purchase that book. That would make my heart feel good, and I'm sure it would make him feel good.
All right. You know, with so much going on in the world today and so much trouble that's in the world, and of course we've been hearing about ISIS for the last couple of weeks, real strong about since the attack, in Paris and then in California, and the Bible seems to tell us who minister the word to speak comfort to God's people. You know, we should not be so upset about everything that goes on, especially those who are saved. These are the times in which God said there would be. And I was looking at Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and he tells Isaiah in a time where Israel is truly in trouble. And he says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak comfortable to Jerusalem and cry out to her. Now, there's times where the preachers need to stop just trying to make people happy and shouting and trying to teach them that these indeed are the end days. And we should be teaching and guiding them to let them know that this is going to happen no matter how much we pray. We got to pray for their souls be saved and their hearts be delivered. But there is a part of history, the part that God has revealed unto us through his word, that's going to happen.
Yep, it is going to happen.
The weather changing and parents and children who are at all against each other, children disobedient to their parents, and men becoming lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. All these things are in the book, and Jesus said when you in Matthew 24, he says when you're going to see earthquakes in diverse places. He goes, don't be fooled by those who come in my name. He said, and if it were possible, they would fool the very elect. He said, but this is only the beginning of sorrow.
And if we really pay attention to what's going on the news more than we stay into our word and stay focused on Jesus, we will become as depressed and depraved as some of those people out there. No, think about it. You know, when we think about all the people that are killing and are threatening to kill and, you know, people killing their kids and, oh, my God, it's heartbreaking and people killing people for money. And, you know, that's why I try not to even listen sometimes because it's too depressing. And the more negativity we allow into our spirits, the greater the possibility of us allowing that spirit to take over what we do and how we think.
Amen. You know, I was a minister last week. I tell people, I said, we listen to the news. You know, the news come on at 4 o'clock. It comes on early in the 4 o'clock in the morning until about 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Then in the afternoon, it comes on from 4 o'clock to 7. Then 11 o'clock news at night. And then got 10 o'clock news at night. And some people will sit around and watch all those newscasts and then wonder why they feel so depressed. Well, let me tell you why you feel so depressed. You are allowing the enemy to feed your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't even get into the word and let the word feed you. As a man thinketh, that's where he, that's so is he. So if you allow the spirit, I mean, if you allow the news and bad news all the time, you don't need friends to walk around you. The only time they can tell you, oh, man, you know, I'm going through it.
But and you know what? And the same is true of people who are always complaining about illness. Yeah, we all become ill, have pains, but we don't have to dwell on it, and we don't have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more we talk about it, the worse we feel.
You know, I believe that's part of the, what Jesus said, what the Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong.
That's right.
You know, I mean, may not be getting around like I used to. But let the weak say I'm strong. I'm strong enough to move. I thank God that I can move.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And even if you're one of those who can't move, oh, Lord. And even if you're one of those who can't move, you know, you have to let people know that you're strong enough to go through. That the God has given you the courage and the wisdom and the knowledge to make it through. Because if you don't put your trust in God, if you stop listening and stop walking in the word, then you're going to fail. That's what he means by, when you say let me be strong, what are you going to be strong on? You can't be strong on the word if you don't know the word. So you have to know the word in order to say, I am strong.
That's true.
He said, you know, he says, the youth shall utterly faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How do you get to that point? You have to know the word of God. You have to know that God is able to deliver you from everything that you are going through. He's able to bring you out of and take you into.
That's true. And when I sit and I watch people sometimes, I listen, I hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are going through some things physically, financially, emotionally. You know, even in my own body, I have some challenges.
Yeah.
But I don't sit up and dwell on them from morning to night. And I could very easily, but I don't.
You know, I think each of us can find something that we can cry about all day long. But when you're crying, you know, what happens? You sit there and cry over the my mother used to say, don't sit there crying over spilled milk.
Mm-hmm.
Now get up, get the milk up, and keep going on your way. Then the other one is, you know, if you fall, don't waddle in it, just get up and keep going. Dust yourself off. Because the more you sit there and cry about what you're going through, the more you're going to think about what you're going through, and the more you're going to feel sorry for yourself for going through it. There is none of us, there is nobody that's not going through something.
That's true.
You're either going through, or you just come out of it, or you're getting ready to go back into something else. Because that's life. It doesn't make any difference if you're saved or not saved. You're going to have problems. The difference is that we have power, the power of God to take us through. And if we allow the power of God to lead us and guide us, then we find that when we're in these trials, in these tribulations, that we have hope. We have somebody to lean on. You know, it said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled about what you're going through. Stop crying so much and start praising God and thinking, even in the midst of your trouble. I'm not telling, oh, no, yeah, hey, Lord, I thank you that I know that this, I'm going through this. Lord, I know my back's not where it should be, but I thank you for the part that I do have.
Well, you know, there are mornings I get up and get ready to sit down and type my blog, and sometimes my fingers want to work, and sometimes they don't. I just start flexing and say, Lord, I know you're going to do this for me because this is what you asked me to do. And so I sit here until I get it done.
Yeah.
Some days I feel like I want to crawl through the house instead of walk through, but I stand upright and bear with it. And don't talk about it.
No.
I don't talk about it because talking about it is not going to change the situation.
As a matter of fact, if you're always talking about it, it's going to stay on your mind. And the enemy shall enter in, and he shall
convince.
Jesus told Peter this. He said, Satan desires to assist you
mm-hmm.
as weak, but I have prayed for you. Satan's desire is not for us to succeed. His desire is for us to fail. And if he can get our mind off of Christ and on him, or on our problems, on our situation, on our sickness, and all we do is cry, even on our children. Pray for them. Right? And I'm not telling you don't love your children. I love my children. And there's times where I just want to choke. There's times where we. But still, you can't allow your children to be so involved in what your children are doing and how to save them till you faint.
That's true.
Yeah, they should talk about it. Go ahead, talk for a few seconds.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we have to. God wants us to have a balanced life, putting Him first. It's Him first, family, and then everything else.
Mm.
So if we ever get that order right,
mm-hmm.
then we won't have to dwell so much on all the negative stuff that happens around us. And like I said, I'm not saying we can't acknowledge it. Yeah, we can acknowledge it, but we don't have to dwell there. And by dwelling there, I mean that's all we say.
All we do. Whoa.
From morning, noon, and night, the woe is me group. I'm not going to be part of the woe is me group. I'm going to be up there in the sky flying with the eagles because I don't have to stay down here on this level digging in the dirt with the chickens. I'm going to soar. I'm going to acknowledge, Lord, my fingers aren't working like I want them to, but I'm soaring anyway because I know you can hold me up.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have to dwell on the stuff that's going. We can acknowledge it and say, Lord, I thank you that it's not any worse than it is. And with your strength, you know, the strength of your word and the power of the Holy Spirit moving in me, I can keep on going.
Amen.
I can keep on going. But that's what our attitude has to be.
The Bible says this in Galatians 6:9. It said, let us not get weary in well-doing. And this is the New King James. In the New King James, it says like this: let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due seasons we shall reap if we do not lose our heart. If we don't lose our heart, we don't lose our faith. If we continue to be encouraged to walk and to talk in Jesus and to feel as if He is the one that can solve the problem, then we know that God is able to deliver us from the powers of evil and bring us into the light. But as long as you feel as if you're losing the battle, as long as you feel that you can't make it, as long as you don't know how to talk to God and tell Him, listen, not talk to God, talk to yourself too.
That's right. Now, if you want to join us, you can call us at 619-638-8499. We were down to about 11 minutes. We got a little carried away. Didn't remind you of the phone number.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's that? 619-638-8499. Just call us.
Well, you know, because I was just in the thing, sometimes we just have to go through the day and just remind ourselves, you know, like David said, you have to encourage yourself in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Just Jesus is Lord. I don't care what happens. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Oh, Lord. Jesus is Lord. I thank you for being my Lord. You know, just walk through the house, you know, in the car, whatever you're doing. Just keep telling yourself, Jesus is Lord. And if we are constantly reminding ourselves that Jesus is Lord, He has already defeated Satan. He is a defeated foe. He has put him under our feet, and it's our job to keep him there.
Then we must remember that in our every time we say, you know, like you said, David said, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn how to encourage ourselves. We have to learn how not to just sit around and cry and moan over what was going on. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. How do we do that? We have to know the Word.
That's
we
right.
We have to get into the Word and let the Word get into us. That we will understand that God does not want us to lose this battle, that God wants to be on our side, not only on our side, but God wants to dwell in us.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to give us power and authority to walk in this life and not become afraid, but become not become victims, but become victors. He wants to give us the victory. He wants to have let us know that with me, all things are possible to him that believes. Doubting is not in the category. Fear is not in the category. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Take that and walk with that and believe mm-hmm. that. And as you do, God will start strengthening you and giving you power to understand where mm-hmm. Where you are and where he can take you.
Yep.
What is your destination? Where is your faith? That's what he asked Peter one time. Where is your faith? Their faith should be in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise
yeah, we have
God.
To remember, too, that the word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so because the Bible tells us that his word will not go out and come back void, but it will accomplish the thing that he has sent it to do. So we have to constantly speak the word, believing that it's going to accomplish everything that God has determined will happen. Because we have to remember, he has a plan, and his plans, no matter what we see or think, will be accomplished. And sometimes he doesn't let us in on his plans because we'll try to change it and twist it around. But no matter what is going on in our lives, we must remember that God's plans will be fulfilled. Everything that he has planned to do will be accomplished in the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Will be. And I'm holding to his promises to me. I mean, I'm talking about individual promises, you know. And I'm holding fast to a hope to be here till I'm 95. I don't want to deal with all the necessary aspects of aging, but that's the only way I'm going to reach 95. So let's be real. I can't get through life at 95 the same way I did at 35. So let's be real, folks.
I'm gonna be real.
I mean, our bodies change, everything changes, and so we have to be mindful of these things, and so, but we also have to take care of our bodies if we want our bodies to take care of us.
Amen.
So, I do my best to take care of my body because I want to make sure that I'm here. I want to see my great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to take care of them. I want to be around to see them.
Let them come over.
And let come over and sit on my lap and leave.
This is not the permanent station. Just keep on moving, baby.
But that's what we have to do when we are working and thinking and focusing on Jesus. Yeah, there are lots of ugliness going on in the world, stuff that we can't control, and we might as well accept the fact that we cannot control it. We will never control those things that are out of our control, but we have to trust in the one who is in control.
Amen, amen, amen. And God wants to give us victory. He wants to see us be victorious. He does not want to see us fail.
No, he doesn't.
That is not in his.
Well, you know, if we really think about it, I mean, truly think about all that has happened. I know for a fact that there are so many times when in car accidents that I should have been dead, and I'm still here, praising the Lord. So. And it was part of God's plan that I'm still here, not because I'm so special, but because he has plans for me, and his plans will be fulfilled. There is no getting around it.
Amen, amen, amen. Where can I go? That's what that song used to sing. Where can I go? Seeking out refuge for my soul, needing a friend. To save me at the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. We need to understand that.
Well, but we also need to understand, instead of going to our friends, going to families who will help us have pity parties, we need to start taking everything to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Because when we seek other people to have pity parties with us, or to have hate parties with us, or to have let me tell you this kind of party, nobody needs that in their life.
Amen.
Capital I.
Amen. Amen. I believe that very strongly, that if we walk in faith, you know, he said walk in faith and not in sight. Too many people are walking in sight and not in faith.
Well, that's because they have not learned to persevere. You know, there are things that we must do to build faith. We've all been given a measure, but sometimes we use a little measure and end up, what is that? What is that thing, capital I? That's annoying.
You keep talking, man. Keep talking.
I'm hearing that.
Me too. I'm trying to get people not to shut my phone up so it'll cut off. I mean, and I hit something wrong. I keep hitting the wrong thing. I forgot to shut it off. There it is.
Well,
I forgot to shut it off for broadcast, everybody.
I'm like, what the heck? Capital I. Okay.
It's better than capital U.
Well, at any rate, we want to encourage you to not allow the negative aspects of life to infiltrate themselves into your spirit to the point where they have you weighed down. We can release all that heaviness because it is heavy.
Amen.
But we can release it and say, here, Lord, you take this because there's nothing I can do about it.
Amen.
Wave your hands, you know, open, raise your arms, open hand and say, it's yours because I can't do anything with this. And go ahead and live. Serve the purpose that he has in our lives.
Yes. And he has a great purpose. He wants us to succeed. He wants us not to fail. You know what? How can he be a God, our God, and let us fail? If we put our trust in him, you know, they that put their trust in the Lord, you know, all these scriptures. And, let me say this because our time is running out. When I was on my way to Vietnam, one of the things that the Spirit spoke, said, go through the Psalms. Just start reading the Psalms. And the fear seemed to leave when I started reading the Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not fall. And I said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And you know, where is your delight? That's a good question.
Well,
Is your delight in serving God, or is your delight in serving man, or serving the devil? Where is your delight? If you delight in the Lord, if you put your joy, your trust in God, he will bring you through.
Yep, that's what he said. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our hearts.
Thank you. That's the truth I was thinking about.
Delight ourselves in the Lord. And he gave me understanding that he said, when you please me, I will give you the desires of your heart. Not those things you have already thought about, but the hidden things that have not even been spoken.
So what does it mean to delight ourselves, man?
Please,
delight ourselves. It's you know, I love ice cream, and I have a delight. I just smile, you know, at how it tastes. I get strawberry ice cream. So that's what we ought to be so satisfied in God, knowing that he said, taste and see that the Lord
is good.
So
is
if
good.
You taste it, you delight in it. And if you get just a little taste, you want a little bit more.
Mm.
And then the next thing you know, you want a little bit more.
Wait a minute.
And then
we begin to understand how some people sit and they quiet and they start nodding and they start humming. They say, They say, Yes, he is good. And we are out of time. Want to thank you for joining us. Come back. And listen to us again next week. I didn't say see us, but come back and listen in next week. Same time, same place. Remember this, God loves you, and we do too.
Almighty.